Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today is Thursday, 28th May, and the corresponding Islamic date is 5th Shawwal, 1441. Today's lesson is regarding improving our sleeping habits. This inshallah will make us more productive in this world and will inshallah benefit us in the hereafter. Regarding sleeping, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us to sleep early. Number one, we should sleep immediately after the Isha Salah, because this was the habit of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not allow us to stay awake after Isha Salah and engage in futile talk and discussion. Number three, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during his time of Khilafah, if he found people engaged in futile talk after the Isha Salah, then he would reprimand them and sometimes even punish them and say to them that you are now staying awake, and then at the time of Fajr Salah or the time of the Tahajjud Salah, you will be asleep. It is very important that we bring the habit of sleeping early. Number two, during the later part of the night, we should try to wake up. If we sleep early, then we will be able to do this. And this time is known as the time of the Tahajjud Salah. And this is the time of great blessing and great acceptance. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life never missed the Tahajjud time. And if he was feeling ill, even then he would wake up, and while sitting he would perform his Tahajjud Salah. When did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wake up for Tahajjud Salah? He would go to sleep immediately after the Isha Salah, and he would wake up after half the night had passed, and he would worship, and then the final 1/6 of the night, he would go back to sleep again, resting for a short while before the Fajr Salah. After the Fajr Salah, one should not go to sleep. In the summer months it is different, but here in England, when Fajr Salah is at 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6:30, then the aim should be to stay awake until sunrise. This time between the Fajr Salah and sunrise, it is a time of great blessing. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found Fatima radiallahu anha sleeping, so he went and he gently nudged her, and he told her that quickly wake up, and he said that this is the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes sustenance. We should be awake and focused and not negligent at this time. It is very important that we do not sleep at this time. This time between Fajr and sunrise should be used to recite Quran and engage in dhikr. And then after sunrise, one should perform ishraq, and thereafter one should engage in their worldly needs in terms of work, earning, etc. Finally, there is a sunnah of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is qaylula, and this is the afternoon nap. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sleep in the afternoon, or he would at least lie down in the afternoon after lunch. So he would have his lunch and rest for a short while, 15, 20 minutes. There are scientific researches which show the benefit of having an afternoon nap. So very quickly, today's lesson is number one, to sleep early, immediately after the Isha Salah. One should not be on their social media after the Isha Salah. One should not be on their games. One should not be in front of the TV or sitting in groups, gatherings, hanging around with friends. This is not liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, this is something liked by shaitan. Number two, during the later part of the night, we should try to wake up. If we sleep early, then we will be able to do this. And this time is known as the time of the Tahajjud Salah. And after the Fajr Salah, one should engage in dhikr, tilawat until sunrise. After sunrise has passed, then one should get ready for their day's work. And during the afternoon, one should try to rest a little while. Inshallah, if we do this, we will find many, many blessings in terms of our short stay in this world. And we'll find a lot of blessings in terms of our eternal stay in the hereafter. Let us keep the saying in mind that early to bed, early to rise makes you healthy, wealthy and wise. Inshallah, we'll continue with lesson of the day tomorrow. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.